Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Man, do we got a lot of stuff to cover today on the show. It's just crazy what's been going on. Everybody's trying to manage it the best they can. You know, the fact that we can't stay in the water as much as we'd like. We can't even get into the water hardly at all right now. But we have a solution possibly that we're going to dive into a little deeper on the show today and share with, you know, a way for you to maybe still figure out a way to get wet. Even though we can't really get out and do a lot of regular diving, but hopefully that's about to change. You know, there's so much, it just, you know, it's changing hour by hour, right now. So we do have a lot to navigate through, today, but before we get into the meat and potatoes of, today's serving of the latest dive information that we can share with you, I got my good buddy, the Dive God, on Scuba Radio via FaceTime. And, we got to talk about a good friend of ours that you may or may not know, but I want to explain that you should, because unfortunately he did pass away this week or shortly after the broadcast last week, and he's an old friend of the show. I've known him for many, many years, but just to give you an idea how big a deal this loss was for the dive industry in general, this guy, Big John McLaughlin, is the... He was the guy that the dive god Neil Watson looks up to. He is Neil Watson's idol. So if that right there doesn't tell you how big a deal this was or how big of a loss this was to the diving world, I don't know what else does. He was quite a guy. And Neil is with us right now to kick off the show and talk a little bit about Big John. Neil, how you holding up there, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. Missing my pal, I'll tell you what.
Yes.
You talk about, you hear the expression, a man's man. This guy was it. I mean, he was, to be bigger than life, got me started in like the movie and television industry. And even though your listeners may not know who he is by name, I bet you 90% of them have seen him at some point in time because he literally doubled in 10 of the James Bond movies.
Right.
Cocoon.
He was the guy.
Hunt show.
He was the diving guy for, you know, the stunt guy for underwater scenes from Sea Hunt, from the Bond films. It's just his career was phenomenal back then. I even think he was involved with Creature of the Black Lagoon. Does that sound familiar to Neil? I think he was, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, it was him and Rico Browning and a guy named Courtney Brown. We're all involved in that. The Flipper series. And one of the things a lot of people don't know is Big John's background in commercial diving. He worked with the Navy. As a matter of fact, he was the first guy. He did a lockout at 300 feet from a submarine and made a free ascent from 300 feet.
Wow.
As a test for the Navy.
So basically he was doing that stuff like you, where, you know, you did things before we knew better that you shouldn't, you know,
exactly.
And he taught you how to do that back in the day, you know, like I said, Neil, look, this was, you've told me many times that Big John McLaughlin was your, you know, was your idol. And, you know, what was interesting from my perspective is that when we first started Scuba Radio, you know, 23 years ago, Ocean Fest, which was Neil Watson's big party out on the beach back in the day. Scuba Radio kind of started at the same time that event went, and that's how Neil and I became good friends over the years. But Big John would show up at Ocean Fest, and he came up to me one day, and I didn't know it at the time, but I was like, oh my gosh, this is the guy Neil's always talking about. And it ends up he was a huge fan of Scuba Radio, and he came up and started talking to me, and I was like blown away. I was like, I can't believe it. You're like Neil's idol, and you listen to our show? You dig it? And he really did. He was a big fan of Scuba Radio, and I've known him over the years. He wasn't the best talker in the world, so I didn't have him on the show nearly as much as I would have liked to, because as big as he was and the biggest star, or you know, especially in the diving world that he was, anyway, he was kind of a man of few words. He was very modest.
He was like a cross between John Wayne and Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, true.
Mannerisms and his talking.
Right.
He did have a lot of to say, but you listened to him when he said it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, he was Big John. I mean, he was very intimidating. He was a tall guy, big guy. He swam down there in South Florida like every morning out in the ocean, and he did all kinds of crazy stuff. People that knew him were very, very impressed.
One of his greatest stories is when he was doing The Spy Who Loves Me, James Bond movie. He was doubling for Richard Kiel, the big 7-foot giant guy that had the stainless steel teeth. He was Jaws,
right?
The character Jaws. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the movie, they had a trap door open, and Jaws fell into this shark tank with his street clothes on and shoes and everything. Mm-hmm. And Big John doubled for Jaws in this. And literally they dropped him in this tank with a tiger shark, and he wrestled this tiger shark, and he had a dye packet in his mouth and simulated bite the shark, and the blood comes up.
Yeah.
But I mean, this was a free swimming tiger shark,
right?
And John is in street clothes.
Yeah.
So
it was crazy stuff what he did. I mean, the same thing goes for Neil back in the day. He did all these crazy things and world records and stuff that, you know, people didn't really know what the limits were. So they had to kind of find them, meant wrestling a 12-foot tiger shark for a Bond film, that's what you did. And he did it and lived to tell about it. It was pretty impressive. Yeah.
Amazing guy. Amazing guy. He was truly the original shark wrangler.
Yes.
Well, way back before all of us. I mean, he was doing stuff with sharks that nobody dreamed you could do.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, heart of gold too. He was a big fan of Scuba Radio. He will be missed. I remember too, you know, I was just so impressed with him. Just the fact that he, you know, gave me or the show the time of day. I was just kind of blown away by that. And but he sent me this big care package of all this stuff from T-shirts from the Bond films, like memorabilia and articles and things. He sent me this care package one time, and just out of the blue, just saying, hey, Greg, I love what you do. Check this out here. Have this as my gift. And I still have it packed up in my little memento type of stuff. So Big John's going to be missed. And I just wanted to start off the show by sharing a little bit of his story. Once again, just to put it in perspective, this is the dive god's idol, Big John McGuffin. So look him up, Google him. You know, just the stuff that we mentioned here on the show today is just a tip of the iceberg of what he did. But he's going to be missed, and I know he will be enjoying the show today. You know, I definitely have faith in that regard, and I'm sure you do too, right, Neil?
Absolutely, yeah. My friend. Absolutely,
yeah.
He'll be missed, and. Was it a part of my life?
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. He's the one to blame. Is that you could put it that way, too.
A lot. Yep, a lot. He told me I should do things that I shouldn't do.
Right. Right. And we mean that as a compliment, obviously. Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, Neil, thanks for sharing. I do appreciate it. And we will we'll be thinking of Big John and just kind of, you know, looking forward to getting together and doing some diving in his honor soon. You got it. Okay, buddy?
You got it, pal.
All right, there you go. That's Neil Watson, the dive guide. You can see his picture, one of Neil Watson's classic pictures, on Facebook Live today. We popped that up on the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad video stream today. But we do have a full crew connected via Zoom, and we got to bring them on the show because we got a lot of stuff to navigate through today on the big show. So I guess we should get right to it. You know, let's see. Let's see. Well, I see we got CJ Bubble Boy, of course, all socially distanced, connected via the web. We got Jerry the Diver Guy. We got Mermaid Kristen, Barry the Bugger. And we got Dr. Doug Ebersol as well. So we got to talk a little bit more about the coronavirus. And then as I talked a little bit earlier, or mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're going to share a way for you to, I don't know, get your drink on. No, that's not right. Get a little wetter because you're drying out. And, you know, Jerry the Diver Guy already wants to chime in, but we'll wait till the next segment. Just hold on there, gangs. And we'll get them all on next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm sure your wife is there.
Second floor, hardware, children's wear, ladies' lingerie.
You just want to go inside.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Tyler. Going down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad is connected via the web today. That includes CJ and Bubble Boy, who are usually in the studio with me. But because of this whole coronavirus nonsense, we got everybody connected via Zoom. Bubble Boy, come in. Are you with me?
Yes. I am here, Greg.
All right. Wait, I don't see CJ on the closed caption video that we have on Facebook Live today. Is he here or is he just
shy?
Is he? You don't want to be seen, CJ?
He's got his mask on.
Is he even going to talk to us or no?
His closet might have shrunk down a little bit.
He's in his closet. That's all we need to know.
Having a camera issue.
Oh, there you go. You're having camera. Okay, but we hear you. That's all that matters. All right.
His camera broke,
yeah.
Greg.
He's a little loud when he comes
in. Seen his face too many times.
That's okay. That's fine. As long as he's here in spirit, and that's what we'll say. We have the spirit of CJ with us. Jerry the Diver Guy, as we've already heard. And, of course, Barry the Bugger. Mermaid Kristen is with us, of course. And then Dr. Doug Ebersol, who was nice enough to hang with us last week, tell his story of having the coronavirus. And you're feeling good, though, right, Dr. Doug? You're still good in that regard? Everything's good?
Oh, yeah, doing great. Thanks.
All right, good. Yeah, because there's some more stuff that has happened since last week that we're going to dive deeper in with Dr. Doug and how this coronavirus is potentially affecting divers even on a broader scale, or, dispelling some of the myths that are perpetuating throughout the interwebs. There's a lot of stuff out there. We're going to try to decipher fact from fiction a little later on the show with Dr. Doug. But first, I have Catherine Castle with me. She is a great dive industry friend and obviously works with Dive Training Magazine. She works with, C2, or what is it, Productions? What's the website? I want to make sure I get it right because I'm going to butcher it. I know.
Hey, Greg, are C2G2Productions.com.
There you go. C2G2Productions.com. And Catherine, she travels the world. She lives the life that every diver wants to live. But she is so giving. She is such a awesome soul in the dive industry. She knows everybody. Everybody loves her. And you have put together this new effort that we are going to jump on the bandwagon with today called Photo. So I'm going to let you explain it, Catherine. What is Photo exactly?
I am so excited to tell you. Well, you know what FOMO is, right?
FOMO?
Fear of missing out.
Fear of missing out. Okay, right.
Because we done did that for the last 6 weeks. We've been missing out on diving and school and work and going outside and all that. Mm-hmm. Well, for scuba divers, there's a new threat, and it's called FODO, fear of drying out.
We don't want to do that as divers. Never.
We can't.
No.
We cannot let ourselves dry out. So C2G2 Productions, in conjunction with Dive Training Magazine, sat around and came up with the idea of the Photo Challenge.
Okay.
And what we'd like you to do is get out your dive gear and put on your thinking caps and have some fun posting videos and photos of how you will fight FODO, F-O-D-O.
Got it.
And if you'll hashtag Photo Challenge, hashtag Photo, hashtag Fight Photo. We're making a gallery of all those videos and photographs that people can just, kind of scroll through, cruise through, and enjoy. And it's really just to get everybody thinking about scuba and also keeping scuba ready and having a little bit of fun.
Yeah, you don't want to dry out. God help you. I mean, mermaid Kristen, definitely. She's a mermaid. I mean, after so much dry, thing, but what happens? You start shriveling up and turning into a sea hag or something. Isn't that how it works?
That Kristen? Seems to be what's happening right now.
Well, okay. Well, no. I mean, you look great on Facebook
Live.
She's a
river redneck, Greg.
Okay. But yeah, Photo is we all have this fear of drying out after spending too much surface interval time. So this could be a creative way to kind of share with the world and inspire other divers to just, let them know you're out there and we're kind of one group representing. Now, Catherine's put out a video and when she told me about this. Now, is it out on already out there online, the video that you shot?
It is. Okay. It is available on YouTube. You can find it on YouTube if you go, if you search C2G2 Productions.
Got it.
You can find it at C2G2Productions.com. It's on our homepage, so you just click on it. And it'll give you an example of a couple of silly ways to fight photo. I definitely put myself out there and look a little silly, but I'm happy to look silly for scuba and keep people entertained.
Or you can just hashtag photo, right? F-O-D-O.
Exactly.
And it might photo. Pop up there if you Google it or whatever, how that ever, I don't even know
exactly
how that crazy social media stuff works, but it somehow magically connects everything if you use that hashtag when you post these videos. It shows Catherine being splattered with water in slow motion, which in its own right is kind of fun to watch. And I gave the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad an assignment before the show today to produce their own photo video. And I've been previewed with a few of them. And we have got a creative crew for sure. But the slow-mo thing, I think, is what makes it special. You could do anything. You don't have to do the slow-mo, but, you know, people or divers being doused with water in slow motion always is entertaining, especially when they, you know, move their face around or make some weird noise or a facial expression in slow motion. It's like, yeah, you know, that kind of, that's what I did. So I don't know if it's looking silly or just being myself, but I'm ready to post this thing. I just haven't. Well, it's actually mine is on Instagram. Has the squad seen mine yet? Has everybody seen mine? Well, raise your hand or just say yes or something. Yeah, okay. They're saying
unfortunately,
yes.
Unfortunately, Greg.
Okay. What, Jerry, what do you mean, unfortunately? Well, you didn't think I represented
you
well?
You could have. Look, you were a movie star. It could have been better.
Well, I was in Sharknado 3 playing a sweaty Florida tourist, and I did channel some of that. You know, that acting, that skill set or lack thereof. And I put it into this video. I apologize in advance, by the way. So we're good. But yeah, I mean, I saw, Jerry, the Diver Guy's video. He did a similar type thing, right? Slow motion. It gives you the opportunity to have your, better half or friend who doused you with water. There, Jerry. Who was that?
My son.
All right. So Ethan got to just pour a bunch of water all over you, right?
You could hear him sniggering in it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought. So see, you know, it's not just you that has the fun. It's the person you recruit to throw water all over you. And then you get to capture it for eternity and share it on the internet. All right. Photo. Hashtag photo. We'll talk more about it next. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, photo is what we're doing, or at least sharing with you today, the fear of drying out. I think any diver can relate to such a thing. We don't want this to happen, but you know, getting on this bandwagon and posting a video of you being doused in water or some kind of, you know, video concept, that's what we're working towards, right, Catherine? Just to kind of bring the industry together or divers together. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. Just get creative with it. Even if you can't get out in the water, you can get in the shower or the bathtub. You can climb into your kitchen sink. You can. This morning we had coffee with our scuba gear on. So we fought photo straight out of the gate with caffeine. So just
okay.
Have some fun with
it. So it just has to be a liquid product, like in Jerry the Diver Guy's situation. He had his son douse him with what we thought was water, but it's very likely it could have been a concoction of spring water that would also sterilize him. While it's dousing them.
There was spring water involved, I will tell you that.
But you know, you didn't act like it was anything valuable because it just sprayed all over you. I didn't see you like licking yourself dry or anything, which...
Well, he ended the video too soon, Greg.
Okay, so there you go. So it just could be any liquid concoction to spray yourself with. Shoot it in slow-mo is always a little bit more fun. The video I shot... the little Easter egg in it, if you watch it towards the end, it's about 30 seconds long. But you hear this low rumble of when I screamed in ecstasy. Is that how you describe it, CJ?
No.
You didn't hear that? You heard that, didn't you?
I didn't watch it all the way.
You didn't turn the volume up. You'll want to hear this.
I knew better.
It sounded like the agony.
It was the agony of something, yes. It was just the water was a little on the chilly side.
That's nasty.
You're and in I
Florida,
vocalized
Greg.
It.
What do you expect?
Yeah, and it
supposed
came out
warm.
Kind of like a evil, you know, Godzilla type, you know, frontal sound or something because of the slow-mo. More coming up. Stay close.
This
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You don't think sharks are sexy, do you?
No. Wait a minute. What was the Little Mermaid?
Ooh, baby, I'm going down. I'm going down. 'Cause you ain't around, baby. My whole world's upside down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, made up of CJ Bubble Boy, Jerry the Diver Guy, Mermaid Kristen, Barry the Bugger, Dr. Doug Ebersole. We're going to get deeper with him in just a bit. But Catherine Castle from Dive Training Magazine and C2G2Productions.com is with us to help us launch this photo campaign. FODO. Wait, did I do it right?
Is that you got it right.
Okay, all right. Yeah, afraid or fear of drying out photo. So hashtag photo, make your video, post it out there on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you need to do, and share with the world that you refuse to be dried out. And basically, you know, we're divers. And we're feeling a little bit of the cabin fever thing, and this is just some way to, you know, channel our crazy. Is that part of it too, Catherine? What do you think?
Well, definitely. I think that water helps us not go crazy.
Okay,
we get a little crazy on land. So if we get in the water, it makes it better for us scuba divers.
Right.
So right now we just have to do the best we can to fight photo while we're in dry dock, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, channel your crazy. You know, and I mean that as a compliment. Now, other divers or non-divers see us having so much fun, maybe they'll want to join our little twisted club. That's kind of how we, you know, it's how we roll. That's how we
there
dive. You know,
and I posted a link to the YouTube video, the photo challenge instruction video, in the comments here on this radio program. So
on the Facebook live stream, you mean?
Yeah, for okay. The Scuba Radio listeners that are actually tuning in on Facebook right now for this live, just scroll down and you'll find the link to that video in the comments.
Yeah.
And basically just have fun with this.
Well, exactly.
Make it your own.
Yeah. And the fact that you got to see me and, you know, some members of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, we apologize for that. But you get to, you know, see cool folks like Catherine Castle from Dive Training Magazine, Dr. Doug Ebersole, and Mermaid Kristen. So there is some eye candy mixed in with the annoying elements of myself, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, CJ and Bubble Boy. Sorry, guys. I'm throwing
you all. What are you talking about, Greg? Yeah. I am eye candy.
Okay. If you're blind.
Well, I didn't say how.
Okay. Yeah, actually, CJ, all you do is you see the outline of his head in an eclipse photo. That's really impressive.
Thank you.
He's like his own orbiting moon.
Whoa! he's so bright, his dad called him son.
Yeah, okay. All right,
so. Damn it, Barry.
How are we? You know, we get a. I've posted my video on Instagram. We're going to get this stuff at up at scubaradio.com too at some point. So we will get it out there so people can find these videos. But everybody should just do this through their own social media accounts, Catherine. Is that how this should roll? Roll out photo?
And if you use the hashtags, we will aggregate them on dtmag.com/photo, and I will also have them on the C2G2 Productions Facebook site. If you want to take a look at that, you need to go on Facebook and like C2G2 Productions in order to view that.
Right. You're going to want to do that because if you go to their website, you're going to see all these cool videos that Catherine and her hubby have put together. I mean, they're amazing underwater photographers and videographers and travel the world. But right now, you're landlocked like everybody else. You're actually like one of us right now, Catherine, because usually you're on some kind of fancy yacht in some exotic location traveling the world. But right now, you're just landlocked like the rest of us divers or what?
Yeah, we're actually hunkered down in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, geez, we are
in the desert right now. But we're fortunately, through our social distancing protocols here, we are able to get out to the state parks and national parks.
So, okay, well, there you go. And I'm sure you feel the same way as every, you know, things are starting to open up a little bit, or we're starting to get, you know, a little bit of an inkling that, you know, we might be able to actually even do some diving down in South Florida next week. We'll see. There's some reports that they're going to start taking some dive boats out, but, you know, it's really still too early to know for sure. You know, and there's another thing with the Keys. You know, I was thinking they were going to open up the Keys the 1st of May, but now there's an announcement that they're going to wait till the 1st of June at the earliest. And I'm like, oh, geez. And I called up Slate. He was a little bit annoyed. So we do have a plan to check in with Captain Slate here and possibly his daughter, Skye, a little bit later on. What have you been doing in the meantime other than shooting these cool videos, Catherine? Have you been binge watching dive type shows or just anything at this point?
Well, we are actually dedicated to BeachbodyOnDemand.com, and I'm not a spokesperson for them, but I can tell you that Sean T is kicking our butts every day.
So no, wait. Beachbody, what? What is this?
BeachbodyOnDemand.com. It's a streaming workout service. So we are doing the insanity workout because if we weren't crazy enough, we're going to do insanity every day.
Okay. And the person that runs that is like Jerry the Diver guy? Is that who who does this kind of thing? Or?
Yeah. I might have seen one or two of his videos on Beachbody.
Oh, so, I don't think you have.
You know, hey, Greg, look at this body. I mean, what do you expect?
I expect to go blind if you keep doing that. That's what
I have that effect on people.
Right. Hey, now.
Well, I'll also tell you, I'm working on a companion journal to the Ocean Metaphor book, and Ocean Metaphor will have a second edition and probably a third book coming along this fall. So we're staying busy.
You're always involved with so many things.
Shameless plug.
There's no shame involved with that at all. Ocean Metaphor is a really cool book that Catherine Castle has put together. And once again, she's the brains behind a dive training magazine and C2G2Productions.com. Check them out.
Greg, how do I get her book, though?
Well, you go to the website and order it right there, C2G2Productions.com. I just said so. Pay attention, Jerry.
Well, there you go.
Or steal Greg's copy like I did.
Yeah, or you could do that, right. Bubble Boy scammed my copy there, Catherine.
Oh, I would be happy to send you another copy.
I will find him. I will hunt him
with
down.
With my compliments.
I will hunt him
It's down. Also available on Amazon.com, but if you order it through the website, you get an autographed copy.
Well, you just bring me an autographed copy to the Long Beach show.
No, that won't happen.
Shut up, Greg.
It's not going to happen, Jerry. Go buy it on Amazon and be like a normal human being.
But I'm special, Greg.
Yeah, you got to support your fellow divers.
Just shoot me an email and I'll send you an autographed copy with all my love.
Ha ha, awesome. Greg.
Yeah.
He always wants
suck
everything
it, Greg.
Free.
Suck mine up, is going to be
Yeah,
signed.
He is, man.
Yeah. That's how he rolls. Jerry
Charge him extra.
Guy. Hey, man, make him at least pay.
I'll be happy to pay.
You pay him, he'll pay in spring water. So, you know, he lives in the mountains of Virginia, Catherine. So, once again, he has plenty of spring water that he's willing to share. And does have a little bit of a kick to it. That's all I'm going to say.
We can make a special elixir for
her. Okay, I bet you can. Yeah, it'll keep the coronavirus at bay. It's probably a cure.
It's the cure for all.
All right. So we know Jerry the Diver Guy did his video. Let's talk about CJ did one. And how did that go, CJ? Share your story of your photo.
It went great. Can you hear me?
I hear you. I hear you now.
Yeah. I couldn't get my booth camera to show up. It crapped out on me, so I had to switch and come back to the office.
Oh, okay. Well,
No, it went great. I went in the backyard. I put my mask on, so I felt like I was diving. And I had the biggest bowl I could find of water just in my
face.
And
it wasn't vodka. It was actually water.
It was water.
I'm
not going to waste vodka like that.
Well, I know, because he spit it out at the end like a whale. In celebration. And I was like, I know he likes vodka too much. He'd never waste that. But
kill my grass.
Okay. Maybe. But yeah, you did the whole slow-mo thing. It was kind of impressive. When you take an impression or video like this and you do the slow-mo, and it's a bunch of middle-aged guys doing it, Catherine, it's not as effective as when someone like Mermaid Kristen might do it. You hear what I'm saying? Or you, for that matter. Hello?
I kind of can envision what you're saying. Yeah, I don't have to actually see it.
Yeah, you don't want to. Just the mental
image. He doesn't want to, Greg.
Is enough to scar you for life.
But I do want you to post your videos online and use hashtag photo challenge. Post it to our C2G2 Productions site on Facebook and tag us on Insta.
We will do that.
Make it all happen.
FODO. Get on it and be a part of the fun. More coming up.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spider-webbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba. Scuba diver. The scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba, 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 uba. Scuba dooba hooba hobba, scuba, scuba diver.
This is the world's scuba. First radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg scuba. The Dive Master. We also happen to be the largest or most downloaded podcast in the world, believe it or not. We just realized that a couple weeks ago. It's like we've been doing it for 23 years and you guys keep downloading the show. Next thing you know, it's like, hey, wait a minute. You know, we also happen to be a pretty popular podcast. Nice little bonus of doing this show for so long, and we're glad you're along for the ride. We do appreciate you checking it out and sharing the love, the joy of diving. And if you can't dive right now because of the coronavirus, maybe at least you can participate in FODO, the fear of drying out, by shooting a video, probably in slow motion. I think that's the most effective. At least it was for Mermaid Kristen. Out of the entire group of videos from our Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, you definitely get two fins up, Kristen. You hear what I'm
Thank
saying?
Yeah.
And I really don't mean that in a creepy way. as much as it may sound.
Yes, he does.
No,
I will say that my boyfriend definitely enjoyed doing that because he got to spray me with the hose.
Yes. You know, the same thing with my better half.
No comment.
She poured water all over me, and she didn't want to stop and spraying me with the hose.
She's been wanting to do that for a long time.
Correct. So, you know, take advantage of it. Not necessarily for you.
That's what you get for being a smelly, sweaty Taurus, Greg.
Well, I was channeling that. And she thought I stank. It was outside, so we did it and had some fun with it and shot it. And it's up on Instagram. We'll get links to it from scubaradio.com, you know, c2g2productions.com. It'll show up on the Scuba Radio Facebook page, along with the new Scuba Radio Facebook Live video. I mean, what are they saying in there, gang? Because you guys are monitoring this better than I. Are diving friends, are they enjoying the new video setup, even though it's mostly me and one of you at the moment?
They said it sucks, Greg.
Okay. Like sucks
they
on air?
It. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a diving way to look at it. So I want to take that as a win. We're just here to try to make America dive again. That's what we're doing. So, but look, we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via Zoom today. And that includes CJ Bubble Boy. Vinny Two Tanks even chiming in from the left coast. Vinny, how are you? And welcome to the party. I like his video. The fact that he allows us to see his wall hangings. It's like, hey, is that Kristen on the wall? I don't think so. God help us. He has no comment. But you could see this on Facebook Live. If he were to make a noise, you can say something if you want. Go ahead, Benny. You want to say hi? I can't hear you.
I think he didn't hit the right button.
Yeah, it's okay. He's trying.
He's trying right now.
He'll show up eventually when he wakes up, and that's fine. Hey, are you there? You there now, Vinny? Say hi. No, he's not going.
No, he's still connecting.
It's like the evening news, Greg.
Yeah, it is. We got that delay going, that whole thing, but he'll catch up eventually. He's in California. All right. So we also have Dr. Doug Ebersole, though. And last week, Dr. Doug was nice enough to share his story of actually dealing with the coronavirus. And he also happens to be a cardiologist, heart surgeon. He knows his stuff on top of being a dive instructor, rebreather instructor, technical diver. He does it all. And you're still working on this article that he gave me a little preview of this week about the some news that's been circulating on the web about the coronavirus and divers recovering from it. Is that right, Dr. Doug? What do you think?
Yeah, there's been I'm sure a lot of people have seen this one kind of article that came out of Austria looking at some divers who had thought they'd recovered well, but they had still had some changes on CAT scan and so forth. Unfortunately, it's really kind of making the rounds and scaring a lot of people. And it's interesting, but from a scientific standpoint, you can't draw any real conclusions from a observational study of six divers followed only for 6 weeks afterwards. So that doesn't mean a whole lot. Unfortunately, either the way it was worded in German or the way it was translated from German to English, there's words like irreversible and never being able to dive again and so forth, which has really kind of scared people. So. What I did this week, and I actually just finished it while you guys were doing stuff from final edits, is I've put together it's fairly long, so I apologize for that, article looking at kind of coronavirus in general from just kind of what it is and so forth. So a lot of people don't know that much about coronaviruses, which actually cause about maybe close to a third of all respiratory infections anyway. But then more importantly, looking at kind of how the dive industry is going to need to change to get customers and divers comfortable. You know, getting back in the water, getting back in dive shops, looking at things like how can we effectively disinfect gear, what works, what doesn't work. You have to go on the EPA website and the CDC website, which I spent a few hours on this week, to try and find what products work and which ones haven't really been proven. So I put those sorts of things in there and then looked at long-term data back from the SARS virus back in 2003, which was kind of COVID-1.
Right.
The SARS-1 virus. And kind of what kind of respiratory effects happened with that. So hoping to use that to kind of alleviate some of the fears people have.
Well, there you go. A lot of fake news out there. I don't know if it's fake news, but it's being blown out of proportion, and people are freaking out over that Austrian stuff. Like you said, some of it's lost in translation. You know, they use the word Wiener Schnitzel or something, and people mistaken that for Wiener. And it's not right. And I don't know. But we have Dr. Doug to set us straight. So he's going to put that out there. We'll put a link up there for it at scubaradio.com as well. Look, hour two is on deck. Captain Slate and his daughter Sky, we're planning to join them and get the latest update on the Florida Keys. And when we go diving there, that's coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.